Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On Podcasts.
We thought we'd try something a little bit different this week and drop into our feed another piece of scripted fiction that doesn't have anything to do with Shakespeare. It's called It Makes a Sound, and it's created by Jacqueline Landgraf. She and her team have put together a spellbinding series about a cassette tape from 1992 that was found in a dusty attic within Rosemary Hills Golf Course community, containing the only known recording of the first concert of Wim Ferros. Only Deidre Gardner knows the extraordinary treasure this tape holds. Join her now on her quest to restore what is missing, to revive the voice of a generation, and to stir her hometown back to life with the sound of music. Deidre Gardner remembers. Do you remember Wim Ferros? I hope you will enjoy It Makes a Sound.
When a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it, it makes a sound. Ladies and gentlemen of Rosemary Hills, today is a really big day. This is your show. This is my show. I am your host, Deirdre Gardner, and this is my show, It Makes a Sound. Hello. Just weeks ago, a cassette tape was recovered from a dusty attic in a suburban townhouse. A tape that contains the first public concert of our hometown genius, Wim Ferros. And today, at long last, we have located a boombox from which we can play that tape. I'm shaking. Is everybody shaking with excitement?
For the music.
Yes, Mom, that's right. We are here for the music. And that's why, listeners, we are all here together. For this very special event, I have assembled a studio audience here in the attic, a lucky chosen few here to witness firsthand the playing of the tape. Mom is here.
I don't know about that.
Say hello, Mom.
Hello, Mom.
And my mother is right. This is a boombox, and it has a cassette tape player. Hallelujah.
I risked my life for this.
Oh, and also we have Cody Elwood, son
Elwood
of Trisha Elwood,
Nowakowski.
Who is 10.
It's hyphenated.
I'm sorry, it's hyphenated. Cody came home with me because Trisha was suddenly called into work.
I wanted to be with my boombox.
And I'd like to introduce to you Rod Reeder. Mom's new part-time nurse, who has just started work this week. And how lucky for him that he is present with us today of all days. We welcome Rod.
You like Rod? Oh, yes. Now he and I were in the rainbow with the pigeon coop, you see.
Oh, that's right. You can say hello, Rod.
Hello.
That's a whore flower for Rosemary.
Today, the code is cracked. The gates open, and that which was foretold will be told. And we are ready to make Rosemary Hills listen again. Today, live, in real time, we will insert the cassette tape into the cassette tape player. Today, we will press play, and sounds will be made on It Makes a Sound. I'm your host, Deirdre Gardner, and this is the moment we've been waiting for. It seems very special, very symbolic, that this little audience gathered here around the boombox. Let's gather around the boombox, please. Yeah, good. Yeah, can you get Mom, Rod? We all represent different shades of listener who need Wim Ferris's music in their lives. Cody, the youth of our Rosemary Hills. Cody told me today at his home during the last episode, just about an hour ago, that he didn't like music. I know. But I think that's going to change today. The day the music lived. Cody, can you just stand more across from Mom there? A little more to your left. No, the other left.
Like this.
There you go. Yeah, that's so, right. And Rod.
Rod,
stand here, please. Uh-huh. Rod, a non-native, a newcomer to Rosemary Hills, who didn't feel the reverberations of Wim Ferris in 1992, but now has the chance to encounter the artist who made this particular place to live special among all the places to live. And Mom, who struggles to remember, but was there, was somehow imprinted.
Print me.
And is here now. And that's something. So, listener, I ask you, are you a Cody? A Rod? A Mom?
Me.
We all need the music. Why do you need the music? Why do you need the music? Okay. I think we're ready.
Steady Freddy.
The cassette tape containing the concert known to us colloquially as the Attic Tape because of its discovery in the attic, known at the time as the Elwood Commencement because the concert was recorded at Trisha Elwood's 8th grade graduation party, has been inserted into the boombox.
It's already plugged in, thankfully.
The first song that we will hear on the tape, as we know, of course, from episode 3, is I Am a Moment. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from a townhouse on the edge of Rosemary Hills Golf Course community.
Rosemary remembers and rule.
Oh, yes, Mom. Rosemary wants to remember. And we stand here on the precipice of a musical renaissance. Whoa. We stand. We look into the precipice. We press play. Without further ado. Oh, God. I don't have my glasses on. This is the play button, right?
Yes.
Are you sure that is?
Can I press it?
No, you can't. I'm sorry. No, you can't.
Please,
but this is it.
Are you sure?
And now, at last, Wim Ferris is back in Rosemary Hills. Oh my God! Oh my God! Stop it! Stop! Help me! Stop it! It's not stopping! It won't come out! Oh, I pressed it forward! Stop it! Help me!
Oh, that's really bad.
Oh no!
Shredded.
No,
that's not.
Oh my music. Whoa! That looks cool, like lots of eels swimming on top of each other.
My tape. The tape is ruined. Look at it. That is the only copy.
Shh.
No. The boombox did not eat my tape. No. How is this happening?
There could be several reasons. The tape maybe had a foreign substance on the ribbon that made it stick to the capstan and pinch roller.
Pinch.
It could be the drive hub too, but it's probably the pinch roller.
It's lost.
Pinch.
It's all lost. It's lost. Do you understand? I lost it again. Nothing works. Why does nothing work for me? Nothing. Oh my God, no. I can't stand it. Nothing stays. I can't do this. I can't stand it, Mom.
I don't know
I
you.
I can't stand it.
No, man.
No, Mom.
Get away from me. Help.
I'm sorry.
Help.
No.
She keeps me here by the 16th hole.
It's okay.
I'm in the hole. Real to you.
Ow. You bit me, Mom.
Oh.
It's Deirdre. Mom, it's Deirdre. Oh, I got her.
Oh. It's okay, Mom. I'm sorry. It's me. It's me, Deirdre. It's okay.
You stay! You are the most lost, you devil loser!
No, Mom!
You're okay, Mrs. Gardner. Sorry, Deirdre, let me
get her.
I am getting out of here!
Mrs. Gardner, do you want some toast?
No, it's okay.
You're okay, Mom. Mrs. Gardner. You're safe. Let's have some toast. You like toast, right? We like toast. Will you come with me?
It's okay. Come with me. We're fine.
I'll go toast the nice man here. I'll go and you are rude.
I like making cinnamon raisin toast. Makes me feel better. Careful on the stairs.
And rue to you, and rue, and rue. Good night, ladies.
I'm not a lady.
We lost him. We lost him. I'm the only one who knows. Listeners. Oh, listeners, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rosemary Hills. It's gone. I can't even play a cassette tape. And everything's lost. Again, there's nothing. There's no sound. There's no sound. Trees just fall, you know? Wim Pharos is a tree that fell into nothing. I'm a tree that falls, and nobody cares. Mom doesn't even remember that she's a tree. It's pointless. Do you know how lonely? Your mother doesn't know you. We are the whole. Just noises in the attic. Nobody's listening to you. This, nobody hears you, Deirdre, duh. You live in a vacuum. Mom's right. We are the 16th hole. Somehow that's right.
It's raining really hard.
Oh, Cody. I forgot you were here.
Deirdre? I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Boomboxes suck.
Yeah.
They really suck.
Yeah.
I really wanted to hear Wim Pharos.
Me too.
We come bearing toast.
Ta-da!
Oh, sorry. Hi. We made some toast if you'd like it. We're feeling better now, right, Mrs. G?
Yes.
And I brought my banjo up here to the attic. Is that okay? I like to keep my banjo in the car when I'm with patients. Music can help. It's calming. It's like my emergency banjo. I thought Mrs. Gardner might like it.
Are you in a band?
No.
Rod, I think it's best if we call it a day. I'll pay you for the whole shift. Cody, you should go home. I need to curl up somewhere.
I am a moment. Cul-de-sac.
Mom, give me the tape case, okay?
Dee Dee writes this here. Dee-da-dum.
That's right. That's my handwriting.
Star 69. Sad but not depressed. The clapper, old people,
yeah.
Youth grows old.
Yes, Mom.
Magic eye, ghost deer.
She doesn't usually read. Her brain scrambles.
Are those the songs that Wim Pharos played at the concert?
Yeah.
And the first concert was here in Rosemary Hills?
It was here on the golf course at the clubhouse.
Wow, right across from my house.
Sad but not depressed. Sounds like a good song for right now. Apropos, as they say. Do you remember it, Deirdre?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Birds. There's some peacocks on your roof!
Oh,
Oh.
I think the power is going out.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, shit, it's out.
It's the bird. The bird lights away.
Where's Mom? Is Mom sitting down?
Yep, she's here next to me. I'm right here, Mrs. G. It's okay.
Cody?
I'm not scared.
Cody, I'm right here. I've got you. Can you feel me? Yeah. Yeah, here
it's
I am.
It's all good. Okay. Emergency banjo.
Okay, thanks.
Is there a flashlight?
Okay. Yeah, hold on. It's over.
Ow.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It's right here.
It's so dark.
I got it. Okay, Cody, hold this flashlight, okay?
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Can you shine it over here? There's some ancient candles I know somewhere.
Ancient?
Here they are. Okay. All right, everybody.
Can I have some cinnamon raisin toast?
Yeah, of course. Go for it.
Okay. Makes me feel better.
You okay, Mom?
All good. She fell asleep. She's fast at that.
Funny. At the concert, too, I remember the lights were turned off. When he got to that song, it must have been time for Trisha's cake.
What kind of cake was it?
I don't remember.
Oh.
You know, I do remember. It was chocolate ice cream cake from Dairy Queen.
Cool.
With those crunchy things. Those were good.
Mm. And Wim was lit only by glow sticks. It was so awesome, I thought. I don't know where the glow sticks came from. He didn't have glow sticks up until that moment. Yeah, Trisha would probably say there weren't any glow sticks.
Do you remember any of the tune?
Yeah, of course. He had his guitar, the acoustic guitar. It's kind of perky at the beginning. It was like bum, 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 bum. I wrote some of the lyrics in my diary, I think. I mean, it's not going to be right on the banjo. It was much more epic. There was percussion, everything.
Oh, cool. How did he play percussion at the same time as his guitar?
I don't know, but there was definitely percussion. Can you guys feel around for a Velveteen Diary? It should be right around here, like maybe behind you.
Hey, Cody, do you play drums?
No.
You play anything?
Video games.
Aha, here it is. Cody, can you shine a light right here?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, where is it? It's definitely from this song, I remember. Here it is. See, I wrote WF 92 right next to it. I don't mind the money. I don't mind the golf. But the fence around my favorite place just kind of pissed me off.
Hmm.
I'm not depressed. I'm just shit. No, that's not right. I'm not depressed. I'm just... I have it. I remember. It was different. It was like, I'm not depressed. Yeah, I'm not depressed.
Wait, that's...
Yeah, I'm not depressed.
Yeah, no, that sounds like that Dave Matthews Band song.
No. It was Wim's.
No,
I'm not
depressed.
Like... No. No.
It's okay. It's
that's
memories.
Not right,
that's,
though.
That's what they do. It's funny. You
no,
know,
that's not what I meant to say.
You substitute one thing for another.
That can't be.
Maybe the chorus sounded kind
of
close.
Wait, I know more of it. There was a part about the highway. It was like, driving over. Oh my God, that is. It's you're right. That's not right.
Well, go back to the chorus part. It kind of first sounded like you were going up in a different way, and then
what do you
sad,
mean?
Like a, dun, 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 dun. Here's a, and then you point, you went down, dun, and was it maybe more like?
I'm just sad.
Yeah, like a... I'm not depressed, just sad. And then, yeah.
I'm not depressed, I'm just sad. Oh. I'm not depressed, just sad. I think that is right. I'm not depressed, just sad. Rod, yeah, that is right. I'm not depressed, I'm just sad.
2 blocks away, my favorite place to stay, in 20-acre wood my imagination played. I was just a child when I watched it fall away, bulldozed to the ground, yeah, my forest overpaved. Years of memories, climbing in the trees, flattened by remorse, the polish of the course.
That's it, Mom. That's exactly it. I'm not depressed.
I'm just sad.
I'm not depressed.
I'm just sad. I'm not depressed. I'm just sad. I'm not depressed. I'm just sad. Given a prescription, parents gave me pills. Follow up on Tuesday with Dr. Satterill. Like the courses, closely manicured, putting something polished over something natural. I don't mind the money, I don't mind the gall, but the fence around my favorite place just kind of pissed me off.
I'm not depressed, I'm just sad. I'm not depressed.
Whoa. I'm good at the drums.
The lights are back.
Whoa.
Oh, Mom.
Okay.
Yeah. You remembered Wim Ferros' song.
I saw that strange boy digging all day today with a shovel, digging next to his trolls. Who did he bury down there, do you think? Oh, hello, Deirdre, my girl.
Hi, Mom.
It Makes a Sound is written by Jacqueline Landgraf, co-directed by Jacqueline Landgraf and Ani Saffer, sound designed and mixed by me, Vincent Cascione. Original music composed by Nate Wida, with Jacqueline Landgraf as Deirdre Gardner, Annie Golden as Deirdre's mom, Nate Wida as Rod Reeder, and Melissa Mahoney as Cody. It Makes a Sound was produced by Night Vale Presents. The original soundtrack album of the show, Wim Ferros The Attic Tape, is available on Bandcamp, Apple Music, and Amazon. You can stream Sad But Not Depressed on Spotify. And we're told it's a bop. Thanks so much for listening. Remember to check your capstans and pinch rollers. And remember Wim Ferros.
Next Chapter Podcasts.